regular Board of Supervisors meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain.
Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we commit this meeting to you. We ask that you reveal your thoughts regarding the business at hand. And as this Board of Supervisors discusses the important issues that impact our community, we ask that your will be done. Show us your purpose, inspire us that we may know how you want these tasks completed. Direct our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Let your will be done as decisions are made that affect the course of our county. We place our hearts and our minds in your hands that you may direct us this day. In your Son's name, amen.
Okay. Real quick, the board will be convening today as the Flood Control and Water Conservation District in County Service Area 4 and receives no additional compensation.
So we're going to
roll call real quick. Supervisor Howell?
Present.
Supervisor Cobb's
here.
Supervisor Chris?
Present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
I'm here.
Thank you much.
Okay, this is item 4, presentations from the public. The time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. We're going to allow 3 minutes for your presentation. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within the jurisdiction of the board. Anyone from public comments? Anyone online?
Showing them online.
Okay. Moving on to item 5, consent agenda. We have item 5B to be pulled. Anyone else from the board need an item to be pulled or discussed? Not a motion.
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to approve all except B.
Second.
Alrighty, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Copsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, item 5B, we have Roberta Vanderwater who wants to speak with us.
Good morning, Chairman Valenzuela. I'm a landowner in Scott Valley. My home is located in Wooey. In 2014, I watched the flames from the July complex fire in the Russian wilderness, which is only 2 miles from my property. So I understand the spirit of community protection that is behind this resolution. As it turns out, a small crew was able to safely monitor this fire and essentially herd it around the rocks on the Scott Riverside. Besides terrain, other factors like wind cooperated and the results on the landscape were positive. The Salmon Riverside was another story. And there were many acres of medium to high severity fire in spite of full suppression. This resolution would tie the hands of fire managers with a one-size-fits-all policy. I do trust agency administrators to make risk-informed decisions using the best available science, which continually evolves. I'm especially worried that the proposed policy will force firefighters to take unnecessary risks to suppress some fires that pose little risk to communities. The logic behind this resolution is that climate change means the only safe treatment of overstocked forests and unnatural fuel loading is mechanical removal. There are 2 key flaws with this logic. First, due to the rapidly changing climate, fuels treatments will likely never be able to scale up to fully treat the backlog of excess fuels. This is true for prescribed fire, which is the best tool for treating surface fuels, those on the ground. The second point of flaw is that logging, thinning, and other mechanical fuels treatments are ineffective for fire prevention unless The surface fuels are also treated. Naturally ignited fires are what this resolution seeks to outlaw. Yet, during favorable weather conditions, natural ignition fire is a tool that can help land managers reduce fuels. Consider the logistics of other types of fuel reduction in difficult to access areas, and land use categories which legally restrict equipment. Why throw away a tool in this finite toolbox, even if it can only be deployed in some years or some seasons? This resolution is significant enough that it shouldn't be on the consent agenda. It should be discussed in a public forum and informed by expert testimony. Finally, please consider this unintended consequence. By demanding that all fires be immediately suppressed, regardless of potential fuels reduction benefits, the county would be deciding that we only want to experience fire under the worst possible weather conditions.
Okay, you need to wrap it up.
Those are the 90th percentile events that are becoming all too familiar. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a speaker online.
Battery 90%. Michael Hens, it's your turn to speak.
Mr. Hens?
Battery 90%.
Can you unmute him?
He is unmuted, but it's not. Michael, do you know, have you tested this?
Try to Jocelyn to see this one.
Battery 90%. Michael Hens, can you test the volume? I'm so sorry, Michael. Give us just one moment, please.
Yes, this is Michael Hens. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Michael Hens from Havocamp. I assist with the Havocamp Fire Safety Council. I'll try to keep my comments short. Fundamentally, I would like the board to remove consent agenda item B from the calendar. I do not believe this should be a consent agenda item, as the previous speaker mentioned. I think this should be open to public comment. My concern is that there are unintended consequences of a restriction of the use and flexibility and strategy of wildfire management. So thank you for your time. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but my request is that this item B is removed from the consent agenda. Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Hens, we did remove it from the consent agenda. It's open for public comment and discussion.
Thank you very much. Good to know.
Thank you.
Jocelyn, it's your turn to speak.
Jocelyn, I've got the Fire Regional Ecology Center.
Mr. Jocelyn, you're on.
Public comment. Sorry, I missed that.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you said.
Am I audible in the chamber?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm commenting about what was formerly consent agenda item B, the stance that all fires would be fully suppressed is not necessarily a strategy that would be used 100% of the time, and we think there should be more dialogue about types of fire management, wildfire management strategies that the county would recommend for the area. That should be a public process. Thank you.
Mr. Stone? And for the record, folks, we did pull the item. It is up for discussion, so now's the time to put in your comments. So.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Jeff Stone. I'm a resident of Wairika. I've been retired 12 years from the U.S. Forest Service and Wildland Fire Management with 35 years of experience. I was a little baffled by this agenda item, the resolution. First of all, which has already been stated, that anything relating to federal wildland fire management is going to be controversial and probably didn't belong on the consent agenda. But what I was really puzzled with is I looked at the relief requested, which is full suppression on all fires, and I couldn't really figure out what problem this solution was addressing, because all the whereas statements were pretty reasonable, but I didn't get that connection that requiring full suppression on all fires was going to solve any problem, or what the problem even was. So I would like a clarification on that. And also, demanding and requiring anything with the federal government, I don't know how that would even happen. I'm not sure that the board has the legal authority to require the federal government to do anything, unless they're not following policy, which is a possibility here. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in public comment?
Showing no other side.
Ms. Nielsen, could you come up since your name is on this and maybe explain where this came from, and then we'll take a path forward.
Yes, good morning. Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. And this this resolution is before you at the request of Supervisor Haupt. And I did work with Supervisor Haupt and to draft this resolution. And then our Office of Emergency Services Director reviewed it along with CAL FIRE, and therefore it is before you today. I'm happy to take any questions or any direction from the board.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt, maybe you want to bring this forward, but, and just for the record, I would like to postpone this item for probably December 5th with another service. Chris and I will open for our annual meeting, but to allow further dialogue, obviously, sure. I think people will miss
you. Let me address a couple things.
Yeah.
Perhaps the language in it is clumsy. but I think it provoked what exactly I was looking for, was a seat at the table that the county may have to discuss suppression tactics that are affecting the health and welfare of communities situated around the public lands. And that two things occurring in my view of my vast fire experience as well is fire teams are making discretionary decisions on fires that are prolonging the fire. Now, I understand that a lot of fires, even with aggressive attack, are going to escape initial attack. The point is, if you can't confine it, then go to the first barrier and take your stand there and do suppression. But don't add fire to continue a fire for 2 months at times that is inundating our county communities with smoke that's just nearly lethal for months on end. So with that said, a resolution is just a statement, if you will, designed to, in this case, provoke a discussion with the agencies that, quite frankly, the county's been put to the side and not been able to have that conversation before. And that is my desire. It's not my desire to, with any resolution, nor could we do this, circumvent law. Wilderness law is pretty clear to me, and actually the agency I work for, and even me, violated that law many times in wilderness, where we suppressed fires when the Wilderness Act itself allows for natural processes to continue so that we can learn from the natural processes. Well, the agency never did that until recently. No such statement from the county can change that law, nor can we even enforce it. So maybe if we better articulate this, it would be better in the future to come forward. I guess I can live with that. There is an urgency that we have this conversation, and I shared with somebody out there. I was thrown out of fire camp 2 years ago by a very arrogant fire team that would not consider public input and public impact. And I'm not going to stand for that for the fire teams. We have a good working relationship with most of the forests and the local personnel. But when it comes to some of the teams, the arrogance, I'm sorry, takes over. And they're not listening to reason.
Okay, so any other board discussion?
I'm fine with it.
Okay, so I would, we're just going to move this to the fifth, re-agendize it for an agendized item. Probably maybe get a Forest Service representative here, let all parties know, and give the public a further chance to weigh in. Okay, let's move on.
Can I clarify that we're going to drop this version of the resolution and bring back another one, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on. We're going to readjust the schedule here. We had a request to move up item 7A, is it?
Correct.
The IFP, so can you bring that forward?
Thank you. Appreciate that. Sherry Lawson, Deputy County Administrator. I appreciate you moving this request up. I actually have a consultant from Cosmont Companies here with me today on Zoom, should the board have any questions, any further clarification about the resolution they're presenting to you today. I am here before you today to present a LUG resolution which states the county's intention of participating in the Mount Shasta Enhanced Infrastructure Financing District as a taxing entity, as well as participate and have a presence in the newly formed Public Finance Authority. Just as a quick recap, on August 8th, we brought an item to the board. Mr. Diegas was with us, as well as the Mount Shasta City Manager, Mr. Uhouse. To discuss what an EIFD is, if the county is interested in participating with the City of Mount Shasta in an EIFD, the drawbacks, the benefits. The result of that board meeting was a 4-1 vote in favor of moving forward with and participating with the City of Mount Shasta in EIFD. Mount Shasta actually approved their own resolution on September 11th to form the EIFD and the PFA. So this resolution before you today, I just want to clarify, it's non-binding, but this is the next step in moving forward with joining with Mount Shasta to form an EIFD. Just quickly for clarity, the Public Finance Authority Board is the governing body of the EIFD. So its board will authorize, develop, and eventually implement the infrastructure financing plan, which is the investment plan of the EIFD. It will outline the maps and legal descriptions of the EIFD boundaries, tax increment revenue projections, the financing plan, the fiscal impacts. To my knowledge, I believe Cosmont Companies is the consultant that will be preparing the IFP. The IFP, once it's prepared by the Public Finance Authority, will come back to the board for final approval. The EIFD cannot be fully formed until the board approves the final infrastructure financing plan. So with that, this resolution is basically saying, yes, we want to participate in the EIFD, and we want to have a presence in the Public Finance Authority Board. The supervisor from District 2 would be asked to sit on the board, as well as a member of the public that is appointed by the Board of Supervisors.
The board would also consist of two of Mount Shasta City Council members and a member of the public of Mount Shasta City Council's choosing.
Any public comment?
Showing that online.
Okay, bring back the board for discussion. Cool.
So I thought our direction was more of an exploratory versus participation, and I think what we were supposed to see was what it meant to the county with regard to revenue projections, loss, increase, where it was going to pan out, how it was going to fly.
So that was the intention of the August 8th meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Was I thought, and I apologize if I'm not recalling correctly, but we did have some revenue projections presented on August 8th. We won't know the full impact of the revenue and the impact to the county until the Public Finance Authority prepares the infrastructure financing plan. So again, this is non-binding. Even if you choose to move forward today, you will still get a say in the infrastructure financing plan where those numbers are going to be fully vetted and you will really see what the actual impact to the county will be. But we can't do that until this resolution is passed.
So one of the things that I had brought up at the last meeting as well was the parcels that were not included in the boundary. And I see that the parcel that in particular that I had indicated, it's been in the city limits for essentially the same thing that this would be, is still not in blue. And the consultant was going to look into that.
I would have to just defer to Mr. Diaz on that.
Thank you. We absolutely took that guidance and incorporated it into the boundary based specifically on this board's input on August 8th. So absolutely has been incorporated. That's the short answer.
Go ahead. Is there a different map that I'm looking at then?
This was the map that was attached with Mount Shasta City's resolution, and the most recent map that I was provided. If it
I'm
has
looking at
been
page
updated.
9 and 12.
Sure.
Is that right? So I see this the boundary, but I mean, the ones that are in blue are the ones that are in the boundary for the EIFD. Is that correct?
Correct.
So I don't see where.
And I'm unfamiliar with Mount Shasta. You're talking about the property across. Cross,
on
the
west side,
correct.
Yes.
I don't see why the map couldn't be updated if that's the wishes of this board.
For what it's worth, I know I specifically asked above Crystal Geyser because those people are all on septic. Why aren't we including more if we're going for an infrastructure? You know, to me, there's got to be a bigger benefit than just specific places, if you will.
Sure. Again, I might have to let Joe speak to this, but this is not finalized. So if there are more boundaries that the board would like to see included, I do not believe that it's too late to update those boundary lines.
No, I'm just trying to reconcile because, you know, he said it was included, but I don't see it included in the information. And yeah, I would like to see more expanded as well.
Yeah, if we're going to go down this path, it doesn't seem practical to have places that have obvious need. And I live in the city of Mount Shasta. And I'm going to tell you, my road in front is terrible. And 15 years ago, it was supposed to be up a 15-year plan to be rebuilt, and it hasn't been done. So when we talk about infrastructure, I think the community needs to benefit, not just specific parcels of the world.
Sure. So maybe, Joe could address your concerns about including the boundaries and getting the board's input.
Well, I think what we're going to ask is, I think Joe's process is in agreement here, is that, what is the final map for the properties that are going to be in this program? It can't be just what Mount Shasta wants. It has to be what the county wants.
Mm-hmm.
Also.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we will have representation on the PFA board.
Okay. But we have a minor representation.
Yeah. We don't have
I'm not happy with that either.
Yeah. We still have offerings.
Yeah.
Do you have any input?
No, I still haven't changed
yeah.
my mind about the offset of financial impact to the county.
So is your program anything?
Can I support your decision?
No, I'm in support of it. The city of Klamath Falls did something similar several years ago. It turned out very beneficial for the city that sort of was still in support. I understand the map will be adjusted here a little bit. You know, those first things. There's still some off ramps or something we're to look forward to.
Yes.
But,
there's off ramps all the way up to the end.
Okay, so if I'm waiting, this is just another step in the process.
This is another step to move
forward.
I
think, you know, we've had offline discussion. I need to quantify what this means to the county. What are we giving up? What are we gaining? All those kind of things. I don't see any dollars in bigger sense. I don't know dollars in bigger sense, because that's all we deal with is allocating resources. So if we're going to take resources from one place, where are we taking it from over on this side of the equation?
Sure.
Because that's what we're dealing with. So board's wishes, anything?
I prefer this come back with the information that we had requested, and to see the end result of what is included in this mapping. I'm not comfortable that we have just, you know, give us a blank check and we'll have an off ramp later. I don't want to use our county staff time to prolong something if it's not going to materialize the way we kind of would agree as well.
Sure.
On the county side.
Sure.
Can I interject?
Just a Wendy.
I just want to get our consultant's name for the record before we're finished. So thank you.
We'll get that for you. Mr. Uhas, you want to come up and speak to,
sure,
to the subject? You have the right to be no Shasta.
Sure. Good morning, Supervisors, Chair. So
state the name for the record.
Todd Uhas, City Manager
thank
of
you.
Mount Shasta.
Thank you.
I can spell it for you because it's a bunch of consonants.
I've got it.
Okay.
I know it's different, yes.
Yes. So Mr. Diaz and myself, after the last meeting, we discussed each of the parcels that you guys wanted added, and we agreed that they would be part of the analysis. I don't have, what was submitted with me right now, but it's been discussed. It's part of the plan, and part of the resolution of intention is just to set up the public financing board so we have that in place. And part of that process now is to getting to an infrastructure financing plan, which typically involves haggling over what parcels are in and what parcels are out. But there's no haggling in this case because we've been talking about these and we fully agree that they need to be part of this. So I don't know what you're looking at. If we've got the wrong map in there, that was not the intent.
Michael, for the information I have in front of me, I'm not ready.
Okay.
So let's postpone this to December 5th with an updated map, and perhaps Mr. Uhas, Michael, would like to meet with the city manager, and we can sit down and
sure.
Yeah. Mr. Uhas, let's set up a meeting for. Who was a cop, Seth and I?
Yeah.
City Hall.
Gibson.
And Cosmont. And Sherry, I'm going to ask that you be down there.
Excellent.
And we're going to need to put a final map together.
Okay.
And so we can get the next step going.
Same
question with this one. Is this then a drop from the agenda and a new item will come?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And our consultant's name?
His name is Joe Diegas.
G-U-E-Z. Thank you.
D-I-E-G-U-E-Z.
Thank you.
Mr. Uhas, can we set up that meeting right now? Because I don't want to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take a look at your calendar.
Can do.
Michael, would you
look? What do you look at next week?
No, I'm at the end. Okay, for the end.
What about the week of the 20th? That's Thanksgiving week, so early that week.
Monday morning?
The 20th?
Yes.
Sherry?
What time works for you guys?
6 a.m.
6 a.m. I was up at 2.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, Wendy, we're going to continue that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's dropped. They're going to bring a new
yes.
one because there will be some changes.
And just for the record, that's going to also give me some time to find a name to be on the... Who I've yet to find a name. Okay. Let's get back. back to our regular scheduled programming here. Public request, item 8, 6A, first five, Children and Families Commission. Do you have my book for me to read tomorrow?
I do. I have all the books to read. Good morning. We haven't met. I'm Karen Potts. This is my 20th year as the first five Sister Children and Families Commission Executive Director. And this is the 16th year of Read Across the Sku. And thank you all so much. As you know, you, each one of you, has been a critical part of promoting the importance of daily reading for children. And we see the results. Every time there is a result, I think of Supervisor Valenzuela, who says, what are the results? What are the outcomes? So what we know is specifically, we know the importance of daily reading with children across the country and across the world. But what we do know about Siskiyou County is since we started the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, more children have more books in their home library. And as a result of that, more families read to their children more often. And we see those successes in the kindergarten readiness assessments. We know that children who are read to in Siskiyou County are better prepared, and not just around academic skills, but also self-regulation and other child development areas. I want to thank you before you accept the resolution that, on the agenda. I want to thank you for your continued support and commitment to First Five. As Supervisor Kopsek knows, we just had our audit, and what the compliment that we had from the auditor was the fiscal health of our organization, and it couldn't happen without the support of the county. Currently, First Five Commission's base revenue is at about under $200,000, but the total budget is $1.6 million. And that's because of the support and commitment from each of the commissioners, including the county, especially the county, who sees the value of the work that we do in the community and leverages your resources with ours. So thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to bring it back. Any public comment? There should be.
Showing that online.
Mike, would you like to start off? You've been a long time member on that first five before.
Yeah, we have. I'm going after. We have a resolution here. Is that
we do.
And I'm going to ask you to read that.
Okay. First five is. Well, I can't say enough good about the organization, and in particular, Ms. Potts is the executive director, and the direction that she continues to provide to families across Siskiyou County. It's not just area specific, it's in the entire county. And I know that there is assistance there as well with the FRCs. There's parenting programs that are provided. I can't compliment First Five and Ms. Potts enough for the great proactive work that is done in Siskiyou County.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Pig was a pug, and I'm sorry to say, if he didn't come first, it would ruin his day. I got to practice for tomorrow. Those little kids got to be in.
The message is we can only become first if we all work together, right?
Oh, I like that.
And so these are kindergartners that we'll be reading to tomorrow?
Yes, kindergartners, preschoolers, family child care homes, about 2,000 children across the county will read the same book as a kickoff for our annual campaign of daily reading with children.
Any other board members like to weigh
in? No, this is always a highlight.
Yeah. You reading the proclamation?
Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Like one, the long one, still the long one. It's not coming up.
I was just going to say to Karen, I apologize, I can't work this into my schedule tomorrow. I have a commitment out of town, and first time I've missed them a long time.
Yeah. I'll make sure and send you the date for next year right away. Second Wednesday for the sheriff, too.
Okay, this is a proclamation of the 16th annual Read Across Siskiyou event sponsored by First Five. Whereas the ultimate goal of the First Five Siskiyou Children and Families Commission is that all of Siskiyou's children from prenatal through 5 years of age will be healthy, ready to learn, and supported in safe, nurturing families and communities. And whereas children in Siskiyou County from prenatal through 5 years of age have a successful start in life through daily reading with supportive and nurturing families, caregivers, educators, and community leaders. And whereas early literacy is the foundation for academic, social, emotional, and economic success. And whereas First Five Siskiyou, in partnership with Siskiyou County Library and the Family Community Resource Centers, dedicates one day each year to promote early literacy by providing the same titled book to be read by guest readers to children in various preschools, kindergartners, child care centers, libraries, and online events throughout Siskiyou County on the same day, and provide each child with a copy of that book to take home. Therefore, the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors hereby proclaim November 8, 2023 as the 16th anniversary of Read Across Siskiyou, and be it that this body enthusiastically endorses daily reading, singing, and playing with children as a critical foundation for healthy development and lifelong success. And I would make that motion, and it will be signed by each supervisor, all five.
I'll second that.
Alrighty. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Gobson?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela?
Absolutely. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you very much. And a really special thanks to Michael Perry and the library for being a critical partner in this effort and for being a supporter and funder of over 30,000 books that go to children every single year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Karen, if you'd like to stick around, I'll just mail a copy after they
Sure.
sign it, or I can mail it to you either way.
I can stay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Is that this right here?
Yeah.
We're going to sign it right now.
And if it's okay, maybe after I can just take a quick break and go make a coffee. It's my book.
Oh, what's the name of the book?
Can you see it?
Thank you.
Okay. The Pug Winner.
Schedules. Great, sorry. Thank you. All right, let's move on to item 6B, California Trout. Discussion, direction, possible action, presentation of updated current activities, Meadow Shasta, Klamath areas.
Good morning, board. Thanks for giving me a bit of your time on your schedule today. This is my first time in front of the board. My name is Damon Goodman, regional director for California Trout. I've been living in Northern California for the last couple decades, but I'm new to Siskiyou County. Been here for about a year, moved here with my family, and it's been a joy to get to know this area. I'd like to start by thanking Elizabeth Nielsen for working with me on this agenda item and getting me this place on your agenda. Just a quick overview of what California Trout's working on in this area. Any folks on the board, fisher people? Yeah, good time of year for that, right? Got a few on my shirt here. Anyway, a lot of what we do is try and preserve healthy waters for a better California. And boy, do we have a lot of nice waters here in Siskiyou County. Focal areas for us are the Shasta River, the Scott River, the Klamath, and then also the Upper Sacramento. And we have restoration efforts going on, a lot of those, along with our landowner partners. For example, we have a new project going in the Shasta River that works across 7 different ranches to work on habitat restoration with those private landowners. So that's just an example. Part of what we do is build a green economy here in Siskiyou County. This year, since July alone, we've worked with 35 different contractors, many of them local. In this year alone, we've brought in over $16 million in state and federal funds through grant programs for this type of infrastructure improvements. And a lot of this, we also have staff members. We have 11 different staff located in Siskiyou County working on these issues. So one of the projects I'd like to talk to you about right now is an additional project that we're trying to get into the county, and that's on the East Fork of Scott River on the Beaver Valley Headwaters Preserve, a property that was recently purchased by the Wildlands Conservancy. And the Wildlands Conservancy has come to Caltrout to ask us to help them to restore some of the habitats on that ranch, that 6,000 acre ranch. And so this proposal takes a holistic approach on restoring those habitats alongside the Wildlands Conservancy, including upgrading failing infrastructure under Highway 3. There's a large culvert there that is eroding and will fail if not resolved. And so this project works with Caltrans, brings their funding to the table. We're asking for NOAA Fisheries to come in to match that, to take that culvert out and put in a bridge. And so that'll improve the transportation infrastructure, but also provide fish passage. There's other things that we're planning to do on the ranch, which includes habitat improvements to Noyes Valley Creek, Big Mill Creek, and East Fork. This is over 6 miles of river that will be treated in that project, as well as improved diversion infrastructure that will facilitate continued ranching on the land, but make it safe for our fishes. So in this, this will provide over 25 jobs over 4 years in Siskiyou County. Most of the contracts we have here are local. So with that, I ask the board for your support and a signed letter of support for our application to this NOAA Fisheries grant application process. That'll take any questions.
Okay. So
I have a list.
Go ahead.
This is, you're going to get the standard answer that I get from anybody who comes asking for support from me, because you're probably not aware that I've been involved with the watershed groups since the 90s.
And, that's great. That's great.
I'm trying to come to grips with things that are significant improvements versus things that are random acts of conservation, if you will, that just isn't moving the bar. So bear with me.
Absolutely.
Because really what I'm looking for is some more specificity. I read the grant proposal, and I know how grant language is embellished to get the money. But so you talk about 6.7 miles of stream restoration. What exactly are you talking about?
Yeah, thanks for that. What we're trying to do on Noyes Valley, there's two different tributaries and East Fork, so three different areas.
I know the ranch very well.
Yeah,
I knew the owners 25 years ago, so.
Basically, some of the erosion that's been caused by Big Mill Creek switching from that one channel to all the flow coming out of the other channel up through the culvert has brought a lot of fine sediment down into the East Fork, as well as changed the configuration of the river channel to direct it into that bank that's upstream of the bridge, right? And so it's causing erosion, fine sediment additions into East Fork and then down into the Scott. And so we're going to try and treat some of that, add complexity, connect the river with its floodplain so that fish have habitat at different flows through different seasons.
By what means are you going to do that?
By what means?
I've been to that site. I know that site pretty well. So what, excavation, log dams, what are we talking
about? Yeah, and it depends on the specific section of that. Each of the different tributaries are getting different types of treatments based on what's going on. And so what we're doing in Noyes Valley Creek is trying to slow the water down to allow for groundwater recharge for water later into the summer. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing there. The East Fork, we're reconnecting the river with its floodplain and realigning it, adding large wood. And in Big Mill Creek, we're trying to add complexity and stabilize the channel so that once that culvert is taken out, that we have the ability for fish passage up into Upper Big Mill Creek past the highway. And so there's a lot of complexity there. I'm summarizing very quickly. that this is a year and a half in designs that we're at the point of presenting this application. So yeah. I'm happy to go through more details with you.
Well, I just
whenever. Yeah.
I guess in general, I wish those details had been submitted to the county.
Okay. Yeah. I apologize for that.
One of my responsibilities in this process that I worked with Matt Parker and Elizabeth Nielsen on is to look at projects from the standpoint of whether or not they are facilitating the GSP. I don't know if we have a group with a Scott or whether they're somehow generally related, if you will, that might help that situation, or whether they're just something else. So we go through that sifting process, and without those details, I don't know that we're able to do that. The staff pointed out, the staff read that. When it comes to the groundwater recharge, you know, that's a key component of the Scott River GSP.
Yeah.
What exactly, I mean, how are you going to do that?
How are we going to do that? Yeah, no, that's a great question. What we're going to be doing is adding riparian fencing around Noyes Valley Creek. We're going to be adding what we call beaver dam analogs that will slow down the water. Mm-hmm. And so what we're hoping with that is that there's water later in the summer and it actually soaks down into the groundwater to provide flows later into the summer.
So you're not going to do groundwater recharge like we do with spreading it out on the landscape to replenish the aquifer. You're looking at slowing the river down to hopefully back it up into the substrates.
Right. It's a different approach to get it to the same objective.
Okay.
Yeah.
The culvert, Supervisor Kopseff and I have been to that culvert. It's been there too on some water tours. It's been kind of on the radar for, I don't know, the entire time I've been on the board. I was curious with what the involvement is of Caltrans on that, because they agreed 8 years ago they were going to fix the darn thing and have it, and I still don't see it on their plan that they just released. They just released a visionary statement and plan for fixes along the corridor, Highway 3 corridor, all the way from Wairika to Weaverville, and I still don't see that culvert on there or a bridge replacement. So what coordination is going to happen there, and what's been done?
Yeah, thank you for that. Caltrans is a great partner on this project. They provided a letter of support. We're going to help them in developing an application for IIJ funding that will be separate from this to fund the construction of the bridge. So it will be a separate funding pot coming to Caltrans to facilitate that. We expect that to happen. If successful, we hope that will happen over the next 2 to 3 years, that will be replaced. So it's a relatively fast timeline, and Caltrans is right by our side on that.
Okay, well, I'd like to see it in the plan. That would be nice. With that bridge in place, then, the owners of land above that are not going to be subject to potential take because of salmon that haven't been up in that region in quite a long time. Is there any discussion with the regulatory agencies to have some kind of safe harbor with them on that private land?
We have not had any sort of conversations about safe harbor with the upstream landowners. I will say there's not much development up there that I'm aware of in terms of impacts that they'd face. So
no, but I am a forester, and I've worked with National Fisheries Service before, and I know how they hammer forestry pretty heavily, and the Forest Service has quite a bit of land above that culvert.
The Forest Service
and
does.
There's another ranch that also grazes that area right there, too. So you don't anticipate any of this kind of discussion further?
It's a good point. I can bring that up with our partners at NOAA Fisheries, and this is a grant through NOAA Fisheries, so we could. That's a really good discussion point to have with them.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Sure. And I didn't see anywhere the total grant request. Did I miss that?
The total grant request is $10.5 million. That does not include funding for the bridge, which will be another $12 to $15 million.
Okay. One other question regarding the in-stream dedication, flood dedication. You know, that's problematic.
And that's not part of this proposal. That was a previous proposal that WCD threw to Wildlands. We're not necessarily involved in that piece.
Okay, but it's in the packet I have.
We are working to improve diversion infrastructure. That piece is being worked on by the Wildlands Conservancy in a parallel process. So we're basically what we're trying to do is to reinforce the diversion infrastructure, put fish screens on it, facilitate diversions, that kind of, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just
curious. Apologize if that wasn't clear.
In your proposal that you're going to dedicate in-stream flows, and to me that, it's nice to say, probably gets a grant. It's fraught with legal issues, as you well know. The questions I have is it actually violates the decree in the river from the standpoint that you can't protect it outside your schedule according to a decree. Mm-hmm. And the next primary user could easily take that water, and I'm just wondering about what important mechanisms the owner might be looking at to shepherd that through the process that has no water master.
Those are complicated issues that need to be resolved, and we're trying to support the Wildlands in working through some of those issues with legal support, but again, those are things that the Wildlands Conservancy took on in a separate grant to WCD that doesn't include Caltrans.
Okay. My final comment, I guess, is one thing I didn't see, which used to be a functional part of this ranch that isn't part of it anymore, doesn't seem anyway, is upland manipulation of vegetation and prescribed burning. The Haydens were hell on burning. They loved to burn. Mm-hmm. And it was a very important component of keeping that part of the watershed pretty healthy. And I see that falling apart from the upland standpoint. So it'd be nice to have that in this grant as well.
Yeah, I absolutely agree 100% on that uplands management piece. And there are separate efforts by the Wildlands to be doing that. They came to us on the aquatics piece specifically, and I think there's other nonprofits that are helping them with that uplands piece, so I have high hopes that that's going to be coming back into shape soon.
Well, I only bring it up because the grant touts being a holistic approach, and you can't be holistic when looking at one portion of the watershed.
Totally agree. Yeah, let me put some thought into that, and you know, I think our ask will be focused on the aquatics, but we should make note and mention the other efforts that are going on and how that integrates with our management of aquatic ecosystems.
Sure. Okay, and to the chair, my suggestion is that before I jump in with both of you, I'd like to have the full project looked at by staff and then bring it back for our approval.
The grant application's due November 15th, so.
Oh, yeah. When's the next meeting?
Next week.
14th? Yeah. Can we get some board comments? We'll come back to your request, Supervisor Clemson.
I know Caltrap has done some great projects in Siskiyou County, but you know, even if it's the Wildlands Conservancy that is, I'm going to be, you know, it says here under your letterhead that this property has high priority water rights intended to be dedicated in stream.
Yeah.
That's as ugly as it gets for me, because, you know, and I'll just say it, we're dewatering each of these watersheds by putting water in stream and not letting the groundwater recharge from that natural winter runoff. And it's going to create disaster future.
Yeah.
So when I see those words, I'm like, no, I'm not going there, because we've had dedicated in stream flows from what was previously the Nature Conservancy property, which is now Big Springs Creek, that the state of California owns. And yet we're still battling flows on the Shasta, even though I think approximately 17 CFS, you know, was in stream now. So help me out here. I'm all about, you know, restoration and that, but how do I get there on this project?
Yeah. And yeah, I guess we should have clarified better that that was being dedicated through the parallel process. The funding that we're requesting here is not for the dedicated. That is already in process. It just hasn't come to fruition yet with the WCD. And I think that's what you guys are familiar with, that piece of the process.
So where are you going to get your water for your groundwater recharge if all of this water goes in stream?
Right. So basically, the process for that is in Noyes Valley Creek. What we do is set up a series of beaver dam analogs. Basically, they look just like a beaver dam across the channel. And so what that's trying to do is slow down the water and spread it out, so then it recharges that way, right? And so instead of flowing out immediately when it rains, that rain, it basically captures rainfall or snowmelt events to prolong its presence in that drainage, and then groundwater recharges through that process. So,
The Wildlands Conservancy is going to accept that?
Yeah, they've been along our side, working on this plan side by side with us.
I'm kind of where Supervisor Haupt is. I'd like to get a little clearer picture. If we could get this by next week, that would be great. So I'll leave it at that.
Supervisor Chris?
Yeah, I'm fine with the your presentation. I am, if you like the local contractors and local jobs, that's a good thing. Yeah. I'm fine with it.
Supervisor Hogan?
Supervisor Haupt took most of my thunder, so I won't belabor it anymore. I'm in support of bringing it back next week so I can actually see the project a little bit more and have staff review it. I like that idea because I have a ton of questions as well. So, thank you.
So I'm probably the outlier. I really appreciate the amount of money that you're bringing in, two separate pots, and that's a significant amount of money. I think you said 40 jobs. That road on Highway 3 has been a roadblock forever and a day. I mean, I think there's a lot of positives, but I think you see where my compatriots are. So 1 week delay, is that going to hold you up?
It's fine.
So and I think you know what the answers you're going to need to bring back so you can get the full support of the board.
Okay, and so the request from the board is to come back and present that information, or what would you like? How can I provide this to you?
Okay, so you're going to start over here with Supervisor Haupt, who probably have the majority of the questions that he's going to need to be answered. And I will tell you that Supervisor Chris and I will not be here, so you're going to need to convince two out of the three to move this project forward.
I'm not in opposition to the project. It's just I want to know how the pool is that I'm jumping into.
Yeah.
So, I'm fine with a full package presented to staff and discussion.
Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
I think it's, you see what we're...
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And the only thing I would add additionally is when we looked at that culvert years ago, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a state highway.
Yeah.
And this county was a member of 5 COHO, where the county, it's 5 counties, and
I can't
name them all, but if you're familiar with it, we had to replace our culverts for salmon access. So. Yep. State of California should be anteing up for that bridge, and you shouldn't even have to go for a grant. So I'll leave it at that.
I like that idea. Yeah, and if any of the supervisors would like to meet out on the ranch sometime, just let me know. I'd be happy to take you out there and talk.
I'll see you there tomorrow.
All right,
so we're going to continue this item maybe till the next meeting, the 14th.
Okay. Can you come back with any additional information we need to get ASAP since we don't have Friday to post the agenda?
Right.
So.
No, we're up against it.
I know. It's hard in November with back-to-back meetings.
We can get it done, don't we?
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Wendy?
Take a little break real quick.